Well, Astoria will come to order. We are now holding a workshop session for the Port of Astoria Board of Commissioners. May we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner Hill.
Present.
Commissioner Fickle. You're on mute, I think, Commissioner.
Present.
Commissioner Stevens.
Here.
Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Rome.
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Seeing none, we'll move to public comment. This is an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding any topic in person. Those wishing to speak must fill out a public comment form. Those participating via Zoom may raise their hands during the public comment period. I have in front of me Norma Hernandez. Would you come forward and to the podium? Your name and for the record, and then after you start speaking, I'll start and give you 3 minutes.
Norma Hernandez, 92335 Mills River Road, Astoria. Dear Board, I am disappointed at your lack of public accountability regarding the incident on June 7th. I'm not seeing it as an item today in today's agenda is also very disappointing. What we witnessed was irresponsible, to say the least. And everyone saying it wasn't me is not acceptable. How are we supposed to trust this board? How are we supposed to believe in your integrity and ethics? How are you protecting your Latinx employees? And please do not say that you have Latino employees, because all our employees might be documented, because that is not valid when communities are racially profiled. Playing it like if you do not talk about it, that maybe it will go away, is not going to work. Do you fear liability? Is it conflict aversion? Do you have political paralysis? Or do you have a dysfunctional work culture? Whatever it is, please fix it. Because if you do not, we have voters that will fix it for you. We are very much part of this community, we Latinx. And I expect that all of you respect us as such, as members of this community. A quote from the book Until Someone Listens. I discovered my words have power. My voice has power too. And I won't stop using my voice until someone listens or until families are together again. Thank you.
You. The other public comment I have is Danielle Mailer. Is Danielle here? Okay. Deborah Ferenczi. Again, I will start the timer after you start talking, and that 3 minutes.
I'm from Warrington. I'd like to also address the board about the events on June 7th. I really want to see transparency from the board around your understanding of your obligations under Oregon sanctuary law. I'd like to see communication around findings of those of any violations of that law and how you intend to remedy our assumption that your staff is not receiving adequate training around that law. I'd like for you to inquire with your attorney about your ability to limit ICE actions on your property, especially when federal ships are present. I'd like to see you share that information with the community. I'd like you to be aware, as I think everyone needs to be aware, that while I said there were rioters present here, there were none. There were legal observers who were acting upon their clearly established First Amendment right to openly report and document law enforcement officers performing their official duties in public spaces. I'd like for the court to train their employees on these rights and how not to infringe upon them if similar situations happen in the future. I'd like to see the community receive a written plan on training and policy changes that you will implement to ensure that sanctuary laws or First Amendment rights of our community members are not breached in the future. As a local governing board, I expect that you would act as community stewards. I feel that you are legally and ethically bound to represent residents' interests. As a resident, I am committed to ensuring that all agencies within the community follow the laws, especially those that are in place at the state level, to protect community members who are being targeted due to being the immigrants. Thank you.
Thank you. Jenkins.
My name is Tom Jenkins. I'm a resident of Astoria and 36142 River Point Drive out near the fairgrounds. I'm addressing the commission today as a state employee with the Oregon Department of Emergency Management. I wanted to make sure that the special district here as the Port Authority is aware that they are eligible for a number of grants that the state will help administer for resources that may have been identified as lacking, but can be purchased with additional monies that are not currently budgeted for. Chief among these are the federal grants that we receive through the Federal Emergency Management Agency or their parent organization, the Department of Homeland Security. I'd also like to remind the Port Authority and the Port Commission that as a special district, you have already been opted in under state law for sharing of resources with other special districts, cities, counties, and with the state of Oregon under the Oregon Resource Coordination Assistance Agreement, or ORCA. And if you have questions about how to access resources as the Port needs them, I am available to assist with that. And finally, I just want to say that for members of the public who come to the port on business or happen to arrive here through recreation, whether that's on land or by any of the ships that come here during the seasons, it would be helpful if public information and alerts were available in languages of their preference. And again, my agency has access to such templates and resources for multilingual support. We are aware that Spanish is a primary spoken language other than English in the community. But I would also like to remind the port that as the sister port to Busan, South Korea, we also have translation services available in Korean as needed. Thank you.
Thank you. Iris Douglas.
Well, members of the commission, I've never been to one of your meetings before, and I didn't prepare remarks.
If you could say your name clearly for the record, and then once you get rolling, I'm going to give you 3 minutes, so I'm hoping you can land.
I'm trying again. Iris Douglas, 922 Denver Place, here in Astoria. Like I said, I've never been to a court commission meeting before. I have followed the elections over the years, and I have voted, but beyond that, I haven't been involved in court business. The events of June 7th were very, very concerning to me and quite a number of people who aren't here today who I've spoken with. I understand that the court was not informed about the activities that took place here and that the commission was not aware, nor were court employees aware of the actions that ICE intended on June 7th. However, I do hope that going forward, that the port comes up with a plan which they are willing to share with the public about how, about the regulations that the port intends to follow according to Oregon sanctuary law and in terms of training of employees so that we as a community can be in this together and have a shared understanding. I appreciate the service that you all do as elected representatives, and I hope you take this event very seriously, as I think it is not unlikely that it will happen again. And I think that could lead to some problems going forward for lots of people, including yourselves, potentially, from an election standpoint. So thank you for hearing my comments. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I don't have any further comments. I do want to say that the port takes this issue very seriously and is proactively working with the Department of Justice. This is a time for the port to listen to you. I don't want you to think that nothing is happening when something is happening. And based on my current understanding, I fully believe that the port security guard on duty did the best he could under a very difficult circumstances. And if I understand the law correctly, he actually followed the law correctly under Oregon sanctuary laws, but that will be probably more forthcoming in the future as we work with the Department of Justice. But I don't want to ignore the situation, and I don't want to ignore the public testimony. I do appreciate people coming here and being engaged. And be aware that, like I said, the port is very engaged in this issue and will work to try to respond better in the future. But again, I believe the port did the right thing under the difficult circumstance. With that, we'll move on to other items. You're free to stay and enjoy the show or not, whichever you prefer, but thank you for coming. Our first item is a contract renewal with American Phone Guys. Melanie, the finance director. This is our finance director, Melanie Howard.
Nurse. The first item, starting on page 3, is pretty banal. We have a 5-year agreement with America's Phone Guys. We've had this for many years because it is a multi-year agreement. We require commission approval. The old monthly amount was $447. It's actually being reduced to $426 a month. We ask for commission approval to approve a new 5-year agreement with America's Phone Guys.
Are there any questions, or I would entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move to approve the lease agreement with America's Phone Guys at a monthly rate of $426.09 for 36, I guess that's a year.
Month.
Term, and authorize the executive director to sign the agreement.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Motion passes. Our next item is an authorization for a financing agreement. Melanie?
Yes, thank you. The port is looking to move forward with negotiations on a short-term loan agreement with U.S. Bank. This was discussed during the budget process, but we would be looking to finance approximately $500,000 of the dredging project to take place this November. And we're expecting the loan to be about a 1-year term. We're asking that the port authorize resolution 2026-03, which would allow Will Isom and myself to enter into negotiations with U.S. Bank. And this was prepared by an attorney.
Executive Isom, do you have anything to add? Or?
Yeah, so this is tied in with the 3-year contract that the Port Commission had approved with Brennan Construction to perform dredging for the port. An internal analysis that we did after year one of dredging made it clear that due to the mobilization and demobilization costs, that the financing to cover the additional dredging and do it all in year two would be a savings to the port versus spreading this over 3 years and incurring that extra year mobilization. And so we're hoping to move forward, get this financing approved, and then Brennan has let the port know that they would be able to complete the dredging requirements of years two and three in the initial contract, all in year two.
Questions are from the commission, or I would entertain a motion.
I move to adopt resolution 2026-03, authorizing the financing agreement as presented.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any additional questions or comments? Seeing one, none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Our next item, also with our finance director, has to do with a resolution for adopting a supplemental budget for the 2025-2026 year.
So in the current fiscal year, we had appropriated a certain amount for materials and services, personnel services, and capital outlay. This was done last spring based off projections and estimates for what the year would bring. As it turns out, we are going to overspend the materials and services category. We are coming in under budgeted amounts for capital outlay. Under Oregon budget law, required to ask for the adoption of a supplemental budget so that we can move the appropriation of those funds so that we will be in budgetary compliance when our auditors come this year. So if you'll turn to page 12 of your packet, the resolution to adopt supplemental budget for this year 2025-26. The three, four major items are that capital expense is projected to be approximately $2.9 million less than what was budgeted. There are unbudgeted costs for the cleanup efforts on year two that will go into materials and services, and those are estimated to be $2.5 million. Water sewer costs for April were over budget by about $126,000. And then additional outside service costs that were over the budget amount by about $80,000. In total, we ask that the funds be moved from capital outlay to materials and services in the amount of $2,870,704.
For the edification of the audience, the $2.5 million is a huge setback for the port as we're working to remediate a legacy pollution issue that unfortunately occurred. Anything else from staff?
Just to be clear on this, what we're doing today is simply a budgetary matter of moving numbers. This doesn't in any way pay the cost of what the cleanup is. That's something that we're currently working on, and maybe I'll be reaching out to Tom Jenkins to talk about, because I've talked to a lot of folks over this last 2 weeks. I will report, though, the good news is throughout this process, we had very early reporting. I believe it was a fisherman had a visual on what he thought was some oil, reported it to the processor, who then reported it to the port. And we had a cleanup crew out here almost immediately setting up containment booms and getting the area secured. Also happy to report that the bunker fuel that leaked out of the pipe was contained within the slip. Nothing got out into the main channel or outside that area. And as of Sunday, Graymar Environmental had finished up the cleanup and is now off-site. Additionally, there is no follow-up remediation requirement of the port per both the Coast Guard and Oregon DEQ, who we've been in close communication with this full time. In fact, Coast Guard was out here the day that it happened and set up command center. And so we've had good communication with them throughout this process. And so at this point, our focus has kind of shift towards how do we pay for this, because getting a $2.5 million surprise like this over pipes that the best we can tell have not been in use for close to five decades is just unfortunate. Also unfortunate in this is that we had received a $25 million grant to rebuild that pier, and we've been in permitting now for about 3.5 years in order to get that project completed. And had that gone quicker and we started construction, this would have never been an issue. But we're dealing with a pier that is in really bad shape. It was just last year that we did some emergency repairs in order to be able to keep certain corridors on the pier open so that our processors could continue offloading fish from fishing vessels. And that was quite expensive. And now obviously we have an environmental issue and an associated cost with that. And so there have been several holdups with the permitting process, and I'm hoping that we can get this moving forward so that in our in-water work window of November through February, we would be able to start in November of 27, because the pier is in bad need of repair. Even the it's causing issues with the buildings. We have roof leaks that are all associated with the understructure just not being real solid. And so important too, we've been working with our engineering team, because safety is of the utmost importance to ensure that the operations that are ongoing are safe, and that we've closed off the areas that need to be closed off, and the areas that are in use have been shored up through those emergency repairs. But it feels like we're just sort of putting band-aids on this thing until we can get a real fix in place.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think it's good to hear that explanation for that line item. I would entertain a motion to approve the adopting the supplemental budget.
You guys want to do one?
I don't know if they got this sheet of paper.
Oh, okay.
Okay, my pleasure. I move to approve resolution 2026 tax 04, adopting the supplemental budget for fiscal year 2025-2026 as presented.
We have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Commissioner Campbell seconds the motion. Are there any additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you.
Our next item is a continuation, or we had an introduction to the issue at our last meeting with a resolution authorizing the marina proposed rate increases.
So the board proposes a three-year mortgage rate increase, a new parking rate for vehicles with trailers, and a fee for replacement on the mortgage wait list. Our last mortgage rate adjustment occurred 3 years ago. We never have charged a separate rate for vehicles parking with trailers or a fee to join the wait list. We request the commission to approve the three-year mortgage rate increase, the new parking rate for vehicles with trailers, and the fee for placement on the wait list.
Thank you. I think what you've proposed is entirely reasonable and in line with what every other board is doing, and it helps us meet our challenges. So I think it's thoroughly justifiable. I would entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion to move to adopt resolution 2026, authorizing the proposed marina rate increase as presented.
A second.
2026 tax okay. 05. I'll second the motion.
Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 And for everyone's benefit, this is Janice Burke. She's in charge of the marina. So thank you, Janice. It's time for commission comments. Commissioner Hill.
I don't have any comments this meeting.
Commissioner Campbell.
Any comments? We're getting smoked out up here at Coeur d'Alene. It's forest fires all around us here. So anyway, that's all I got to report.
Okay. Commissioner Fickle.
Yes, hello. I want to thank the members of the public that showed up and that spoke at the open part of our meeting here. And I think that every topic that was brought up and every concern that was shared is something that has been passing back and forth as we've talked with Director Isom, Executive Director Isom, with our attorney about the training issues, about our responsibilities to the sanctuary laws and things like that. And I think the takeaway that I get most from it is that transparency is what's important. And just, I feel like we're working hard to lean into the transparency. It's sad to think that this must be happening. This issue must be happening among dozens of entities, special districts or ports or cities every week with these types of activities going on. And so we're certainly not alone in trying to deal with this issue. But I just want to thank the members of the public for showing up both on video and in person.
Thank you, Commissioner Fickle. Commissioner Stevens.
I too want to thank members of the public for showing up. Come back again. We do some neat things here sometimes. We appreciate your comments. I also wanted to mention for the commission and the public that I did attend the Crusoe's meeting last week. Nothing really remarkable to report, but you often attend that too if you want to. And that's all I had to report.
Thank you. I just again like to thank everyone who came and who was engaged. I believe the Port of Astoria is doing the best it possibly can and has done the best it possibly could in a difficult circumstance that we did not invite. We're the only ones having a public meeting that people can speak at in this whole situation. And I stand behind everyone at the port and the work that they've done during this difficult situation. And as we move forward, I hope we'll be able to release more information as is legally acceptable so that we can share what we know with the public as soon as we possibly can. Again, thank you for, I share your concerns and thank you for being engaged. And with that, I'll turn it over to the executive director.
I don't have anything additional.
I adjourn the meeting.